All right, welcome to the Web Extra. Our guest in studio today is Punxsutawney Borough Council President Bill Williams. Bill, thank you for stopping in today.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. Good morning. It's nice outside, nice and hot and humid. And where else to be but in here with you in a hot room. Let's do it, huh?
All right. Now, last week, the big festival in the park, it's the first ever. The Punxsutawney Borough Council put that together. The Punxsutawney Chamber of Commerce put that together.
Yes, and they put it all together,
First time they ever did that, and that was fantastic, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But some great cool-off news is the George C. Brown Community Pool. That is open right
now. Yes, it's open. George C. Brown Community Pool is now open. That's located in Harmon Field. I'd like to ask everybody to help, you know, go down and, you know, go swimming there and help them out. They really need it. Boy, I'll tell you, you want to talk about a great group of people there, Splash, Mary Jude and all them. They did a phenomenal job. Lisa, they all did a phenomenal job to get that pool up and running this year. It was kind of scary there for a little while. So let's get out and help them down there. If you can't go swimming, you can make a donation. They need the donations also, or volunteer. They need volunteers down there too. So.
And the best way to do that is to check out their website or check them out on Facebook.
They're they have a Facebook account. I looked it up there before I came here. Phenomenal people. Yep, go through, or you can go down there and talk to them. They're good people. They'll talk to you. So, yeah, please, you guys, please, everybody go down there and help this place out. They need a lot of help.
Now, during the festival, they were doing something with Build a Fill, and I think the donations were going to Splash to help for the George C. Brown Pool. And Build a Fill, a lot of kids did that all festival week, and that does take us to the festival. So you got a lot of people you want to thank about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what a awesome group of people. The festival committee, Katie Laska, Bob Cardamone. Bob was running his legs off down there all week, back and forth, up in the stage, back down, doing all the announcements. What a bunch of really, really, really good people. I want to just thank all the vendors that were there, from the vendors to the craft vendors to the food vendors, a lot of good food. Just want to name a couple vendors, if that's okay. Double A Lemonade, awesome lemonade. Denny and Pearls, if you could get in there to get something to eat, you did okay.
That was a long line, man. Eddie and I were showing up a little bit before the broadcast. You know, you got to set up and that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you what, we'd get there around 10:30 in the morning, and there was a line of people for the pizza and stuff like that. It's just it's an incredible place.
I was going to take my sleeping bag down and take a nap so I'd be first one in line, but I never did it.
Camp out. Yeah. Who's that? Oh, that's the Punxsutawney Council President. Right?
Yeah.
Camped out in front of the food booth.
Valella Meats, Luigi's Pizza, and Brody's Barbecue. Great barbecue. I had his nachos. Oh, man, he put that pork nacho cheese and nachos in there. Oh.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, I think I gained 15 pounds during the festival.
Well, that's part of the job.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to thank all the vendors and all the craft vendors also. There was some really great craft vendors down there. You know, they had a thing down there for the Beatty family, for Larry and his wife. They're going through some difficult times right now. Tent down there, 100% of it went to the Beatty family, so that was a good hope. They made out. I didn't hear anything on that, but I know they were pretty busy last time. I kept checking in with them.
It's always great to help out with a great cause. And there was another cause going on there, the canine unit.
Yes,
you found a very creative way of raising funds for that, and that was the dunk tank. And now Toby Santic is usually in here. Now you were telling me off air that he was in the dunk tank? You were in the dunk tank?
Yeah, July 2nd, Toby was in the dunk tank. It was to raise money for the Punxsutawney Police Department K-9 unit. It was a dollar a ball. From what I understand, they raised over $1,800. There's some people I'd like to thank that participated in this dunk tank. July 2nd was Toby Sandick, the borough manager, Billy Kanon, the borough secretary, myself, borough council president, Justin Cameron, borough council member, Josh Walkup, chief of police, Matt Conrad. I don't know how well he did, but I think some people was trying to get him wet. So,
well, you, chief of police is always a draw in there, yeah, too. You know?
On July 3rd, Angela Edenfield, that's my daughter. Shania Painter, the Fish and Boat Commission. Aaron Hendricks, Billy Canaan, and myself, we're in again. Donnie Haynes, he's an EMS police officer. On July 4th, it was Jacob Bubbles Haynes. I don't know what the bubbles is, so it's just what was on the Facebook. That's where I got these names from.
He goes by Bubbles.
That must be his nickname, Bubbles. And then Mark Weaver, he's the owner of Fast Cut Lawn and Logging, which is located up on 119 and 210 there where Vabco Engineering used to be. Nice young kid, good place. Jennifer Kidder, Matt Conrad again, Chrissy Clark. I heard that was a pretty good deal. She was all dressed up in red, white, and blue and really brought the crowd out from what I understand. I didn't make it over to her, but thank you, Chrissy.
Real 4th of July colors right there.
Yeah, for the July 4th. I guess she was quite the show, I guess. So.
All right.
But I didn't make it over. Emilian and Maley Conrad, Brittany Gray is a police officer, and Andrew Turnbull was also a police officer.
All in the dunk tank then?
Yeah, they were all in the dunk tank.
What a cast of characters you had there.
Yep.
So, this is why you raised over $1,800 for the canine unit.
It was a good cause. It was fun. It was. I wore my wife's bathing suit.
What?
So, yeah.
Well, you got to tell us about
this. It's on Facebook.
Okay.
It's Lenny Parada was live in the park on Facebook. It was quite the getter. The chief, I took a picture at home and sent it to the chief, which I had my wife's bathing suit on. I sent it to the chief and I said, "Hey, I'm ready for the tank." And he goes, "You won't." I said, "I will, just for you." So I wore my wife's bathing suit. It was a pretty good catcher.
Is it a two-piece or a one-piece?
One-piece, buddy. One-piece. Oh, man. Actually, I looked for a two-piece, and I didn't see anything really that was catchy, so I didn't wear a two-piece.
What a good sport you are. That is awesome.
Yeah, I did it all. It was good for a good cause. It really was. This canine unit needs a lot of help. If you weren't down and done the dunk tank to throw the ball, stop down the police department there and make a donation to this. Punxsie really needs it. I think it's an excellent cause.
And as far as filling the dunk tank, there was a fire department that did that.
Yes,
right?
Elk Run Volunteer Fire Department provided all the water for the dunk tank. We want to give them a big shout out for filling that dunk tank. I forgot some names there, Joe.
Okay.
July 1st, there were some people too. I forgot. Randy Wrights Jr., Braxton Sherry, Brandon Sherry, Logan Gutwald, and Angela Gutwald. I don't want to leave them guys out because they're the ones that started it all off and got everybody prepared for throwing them softballs. So, and the people that volunteered at the table, awesome. They were good people. The chief and his wife.
Nice. And over $1,800 raised. And if anybody wants to donate to the canine unit, you can do that at the police station. Which is awesome. Anytime you want to go there.
Yeah.
And then there was the very first ever bike rodeo. That was on Friday, July 3rd, and that was at Harmon Field. And the fire department was supposed to be there, too. Kind of, you know, do like a gentle spray, cool off the kids.
Yeah, the Big Run Volunteer Fire Department did that. They had hooked up, I guess, a hose. I don't know. I wasn't over there, but they had one heck of a spray up over there for the kids.
What a great way to cool off and then have a bike ride, get some exercise and that kind of stuff. Then the fireworks on July 4th, Saturday night. I wasn't here for that, but I heard that it was a big hit.
Yeah, that was done by, they were sponsored by Shadco Excavating. They also, they're the ones that provided the fence down at the park for around the bandstand.
What a great way to keep it at around 250 people.
Yes.
Then, you know,
they let
the
250
fence
in and that was it, which I think was really helped a lot. An electric was provided by Punxsie Electric Service. You noticed all the boxes.
Yeah, brand new. Brand new.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This was the first ever Festival in the Park, and the Chamber of Commerce is the ones that put this on, and they plan to make this an annual event. So next year, it'll be the annual Festival in the Park.
Yes.
And that is by the Punxsie.
Yeah, now they got the Music in the Park coming up.
Hey, I forgot about
Thursday
that.
Thursday night, yep.
Wow, festival.
We got that the Music in the Park coming up. I had the thing in the car. I should have brought it
there
in.
There we go, yeah. Joe. July 9th, that'll be 5:30 to 7, Rusty Joe Band. Oh, that'll be great. Classic rock and oldies.
Yes.
And then 7:30 to 8:30, July 9th, that'll be B&B Acoustic, local performance, classic contemporary, light rock. Lots of music all summer long, every Thursday in the park there.
Yes. Also, the Chamber of Commerce, if you get on their website, they got several things coming up, too. There's two or three things down in Berkeley Square. I think there's two or three things up at Gobbler's Knob. I think they have a wine fest or something coming up soon.
Oh, that's a fun time.
Yeah. So, everybody, get out and participate and help these people along. The Chamber of Commerce needs all the help they can have. They're great people down there. They'll talk to you just like your normal people. Katie and Bob, good people. I got to talk to them. So, yeah, Joe, these people need help. They need donations and help.
And their website is Punxsutawney.com. You can check them out at Punxsutawney.com. All right. President of the Punxsutawney.
You got it right that time, Joe.
Yes. Borough Council, yeah. Bill Williams.
Yeah, don't put me in as borough manager.
No, that's Toby. Toby's here so often that if I start to go into a Punxsutawney spiel, I'm going to say Punxsutawney borough manager. I don't know why.
I think your spirit's in this room.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We love you, Toby. You're doing a great job, buddy.
Yes, Punxsutawney president of the Borough Council, Bill Williams. Thank you for taking the time out and coming into the studio today.
All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.